Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. This week, I sat down with Mike Miller, the new director of Marshall County Partnership for Growth.
My name's Mike Miller. I came from Nemaha County, where I was the county administrator, and I actually compare that job very favorably. I was certainly involved in supporting our County Economic Development Director, Nancy Gafford, and I hope I was a good partner to her. But I like doing that. I like making progress, and I like promoting change and improving communications. In my previous role before that, I worked as a support services director and risk manager for a regional hospital down in Pratt, and I've always been involved with communications, whether that was professional associations I've been involved in. But we have issues in terms of a lot of people don't like wrestling with the tough questions. And again, my job is filled with landmines. And part of that is just getting people to say what their concerns are. Before that happens, they need to feel safe. And that's on me. I need to make you feel safe. I need to make others feel safe to express what really the issues are. Because I know what the issues I'm dealing with are hard, but that's separate from whether or not you feel safe in sharing your concerns. That's what we need to get out on the table. And so in terms of transparency, I don't know. I hope just making those statements and letting people know.
Mike's biggest goal right now is trust.
Well, I mentioned trust. I mean, right now, I need to expose myself. You say transparency. Ultimately, people see me and a lot of people get hung up that I was West Point or going to the United States Military Academy or I was in the Army. Except as soon as people talk to me, they don't think I sound exactly like a hardcore Army officer or anything. And the interesting thing is there are times in the Army I can be tough when I need to be tough, but usually that's not helpful. And I think it's helpful when we work together. And before we can work together, we need to trust and understand each other. So again, I go back to trust and communications. And in terms of criteria, the Partnership for Growth, our goals are on the website, and that's housing and really progress in housing development. And then the next thing is childcare. The next thing is, last thing is economic vitality. In developing that. And the third thing is workforce development. Well, you can't develop a workforce if you don't have housing and childcare, not in today's world. So we work for if I work for one or two, number three is because one or two aren't being addressed. So I'll talk to my board, but ultimately we may collapse that down to three goals. Because economic vitality is important and being creative in terms of what people who live here need. I mean, it should feel good and be a platform for living. So nighttime entertainment is on the agenda of One Marysville already. And how do you do that? Well, you have to have a venue. Well, usually that's a restaurant or a restaurant bar. And we don't have anything in that category right now. So then we need someone to run it. We need a location. And they're going through all that process of trying to analyze those things. But I think if we work on the priorities that are on the Partnership for Growth website, housing and childcare is taken care of, it will move us a long way towards economic vitality.
He has three top priorities as being the new director.
Building a house, doing an inventory of all the current providers in childcare and where they are in their career to validate. I haven't met them all, and no one's thought in terms of when their retirement is, but I'm doing succession planning. So I want to know how long are they going to work? When are we going to start feeling even more of a pinch? Because everybody reports that in all four cities, I haven't asked people in Vermilion or Axtell or the other small communities, but I assume it's the same countywide, that there's a shortage. And yet it seems imminent some of these people are going to retire. We don't know when. And so I'm doing an inventory. And and the other thing is, strategically, we've done a couple of housing assessments, but it never led to how many houses per year should we build in the range that I'm talking about. Once we figure out what we like, then I need to figure out a way to start getting built. And that quantity, that housing assessment, you know, finding out if the work that's done before is good enough and getting that additional work done and coming up with a number. I think for a county of 10,000, we need probably about 18 or 19 new houses every year, between $175,000 and $275,000. That's what I think. Now I have to prove it.
I would like to thank Mike Miller for being my guest on this weekend's Public Affairs. If you would like to listen again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. Come back next week as Mike and I continue our conversation. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.